Hey, it's 11:50 a.m. Oh, I can't believe I'm up now. Stayed up late watching Stranger Things. Well, let's see. Yesterday went to Hoboken to celebrate my niece's birthday. I got her some dog that you fucking squeeze its foot and it says, "Hey, that's my foot," and I do some bullshit. She loved that fucking thing. So that's cool. I want to have the present the kid likes the most. I always feel competition when I have two nieces and a nephew. When they open presents, I really want to feel like mine got over bigger than anybody's, but doesn't always happen. But when it does, it's satisfying. Then I went to Greenwich Village Comedy Club, did three shows there last night, and that was interesting. It was good. It was fun. But that neighborhood, the West Village used to be somewhat cool. It used to be the coolest back in like the 1960s or whatever when Bob Dylan was there. But now it's fucking lame. It's packed. It's not lame if you're a douche. If you're a douche, it is fucking. It's the best. It's lit. They would say it's lit. They'd say this place is lit because they're so fucking douchey. Not saying everybody says lit's douchey, but that's what I imagine they say. It's the Saturday night before Halloween, so it's Halloween to everybody. For some reason, it's like I understand if you're having a Halloween party. But if you're just going out to get fucking hammered, I don't understand why it's Halloween or not Halloween. Go get fucked up on Tuesday. You can do that too. You can have a regular Saturday night and then Tuesday, go get fucked up then and dress up. But people just want. There's at least two Halloweens every year. Depending when. Unless Halloween lands on a Saturday, then you only get one. Friday, Saturday, you get one. I would even say Sunday, you get two. Because there's still people on, if it's on a Sunday, having their fucking parties on Saturday. But now you get like three. Because there's probably some Friday shit, huge Saturday stuff, and then there's Tuesday. I wouldn't put it past people to be up, dressed up for Halloween today. But there was kids dressed up on Friday for, because I know because my brother brought my niece to work dressed up, so it's out of control. But oh, I guess people are enjoying themselves. But I don't like it. There should be one Halloween. If we're gonna start making multiple day holiday. I mean, let's start with a biggie. Let's go Christmas. Let's have multiple Christmas days. And yeah, why not have multiple Halloweens? I don't care. It's just that everybody was wobbly drunk, and I don't know what about Halloween that makes you feel like you gotta get fucking so like drink like the fucking world is ending. I mean, it sort of is. Maybe that's what it is. But that neighborhood just is full of people that don't know how to drink. And I just don't dress up for Halloween. I don't do it. I think at the most I buy a mask. Like if I'm going to a party, if I'm going to a costume party, I'll buy a mask of some sort and just be like, yeah, here's my fucking cost. Because I don't like it. Because it's the people are always trying to be funny with their costumes, and I don't find it funny. But it's a reason to get fucked up. I'm sure there's a lot of, you can hook up a lot on Halloween. People are feeling crazy. They're in their costumes. It's like, I'm a different person. Let's go make out around the corner. I guess that's it's a good time. All right. Let me look at the news. And then we'll get out of here. Looks like shit outside. I really want to use it for an excuse to not run. But it doesn't look like it's raining, so I guess I have to. Woman's ID stolen 15 times after Equifax breach. Well, woman, lady, ma'am, that's what you get for having good credit. You get fucked. It doesn't, you are working towards nothing. You did it all right, and look what, and you didn't get the payoff. Sorry. Good credit is a curse. Oh shit. Las Vegas shooting victims struggled to afford mounting medical costs. Well, hopefully, there must be a place to give money to these people. And there's probably like individual GoFundMes, but there should be like a bigger thing that's taking care of these people, because that's fucked up. And it's gonna get worse, because healthcare is in a bad spot. Thanks to the Republicans. I mean, there's really no. I don't even want to say thanks to Trump, because it's not like he's acting in some rogue fashion. These Trump the Republicans, whatever the fuck they are, aid him, and they're all, I'm gonna say, jerks. Sorry if you're a Republican, but your party's fucked up. Democrats probably fucked up too. Sure. But it's not as fucked up. That's really what it comes down to. And I'm an independent, but I vote Democrat. I used to not vote Democrat or Republican ever. Always vote third party. But shit's too serious now. So you gotta go, you know. Like, I didn't vote for Obama. I voted for the first Obama election. I voted for Ralph Nader, because I thought he was the most legit motherfucker. He is. I believe in that guy. Second Obama, I voted for Jill Stein. I didn't know she was fucking crazy. I researched her, and I said, oh, she seems to believe what I believe. Obama is, listen, I like Obama, but he's a little fucking, he's a little bit of a hawk, in my opinion. So, I won Green Party. If I voted for Hillary, I'm one of the majority that voted for fucking. But I love Obama. Obama makes me feel comfortable. He made me after George W. Bush, 8 years of that motherfucker, I was like, how relaxing was it to have Obama? Unless you hated him, which then you were yelling every day. But don't ever say Trump's better president than Obama. It's just not the fucking case. It's crazy to say that. Oh, the Dow. President doesn't fucking deal with that shit.
And it was going up all throughout the 8 years of Obama. So if you're going to say, oh, the Dow, because of fucking Trump, then you'd say, oh, well, then it was ruined because of Bush, and it became awesome under Obama. And it's just continuing, and Trump's making it better. But then you still got to say Obama's fucking awesome. So if you want to say Obama's awesome and then Trump, whatever. New York police officers charged with raping handcuffed teenager in their van. Yeah, Jesus. People are just, this is people. This is people being the just disgusting and gross, because people are disgusting and gross. You give people power and they're going to be fucking shitty with it, like a certain percentage of the time. And it's really sad. Well, I hope they go to jail for a really long time. That should be like, fuck me. I didn't mean to end on a story. I have to find a story that's nice, and then we'll get out of here. I don't know why I don't read the whole headline before I start reading it on the show. I should have known when I saw New York City Police. I'm like, this isn't going to end well, this headline. But I just started reading. Let's see. Nope. Nope. There doesn't look like. Judge halts Hawaiian fishing for aquariums pending an environmental review. I knew this wasn't like a big, but I saw Hawaii, so I was like, maybe something good there. I don't really know what that means. Well, it means what it says, but it's not really exciting. Roads minister labels truck drivers dickheads for repeatedly hitting notorious bridge. I just like that somebody said dickheads. Where is this? In Australia? It's in Australia. Roads minister. Well, that's fun. Road minister saying they're dickheads. Who doesn't talk like a person? All right, that's it. I gotta go. You people have been, thank you for listening. I really, not like there's a ton of you, but there's enough that, I don't know, someone listens to this fucking bullshit. I know I shit on it all the time, and I don't think it's good, but I still feel compelled to do it, and I'm grateful to you for listening. See you tomorrow. We love you.